2 p.m. Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and what a cold weekend we have just had. This is certainly the most exacting winter that I have experienced since moving back to the Kingston area in 2009, rather reminiscent of Edmonton, where I used to live, and Winnipeg, where I grew up. Speaking of Edmonton, last week I did a show which was largely jazz from the Dominican Republic, and that was kind of in honor of my son and new daughter-in-law. My new daughter-in-law is from the DR. They got married in November. And I thought I'd continue a little bit in that vein, but in a different direction today, with an all-Steely Dan show. Now, Steely Dan is well known to anybody of my generation, boomers, and I think they're making a bit of a comeback, even though one half of the duo of Donald Fagen and Walter Becker has been dead now for a number of years, and Donald himself is getting up there. But the music lives on, and I think that Steely Dan may be among the most covered 70s bands by jazz musicians, with the possible exception of the Beatles. And it's partly because the Steely Dan concept is very jazz-heavy, very jazz-oriented. Fagen and Becker once said they would have been jazz musicians, but they actually wanted to make some money, which is why they ended up in jazz-infused pop. So we're going to have an hour of Steely Dan covers, and I'm going to begin with an interesting musician, composer, and leader called David Garlitz. And David Garlitz has spent time in the States, time in France. He met his muse, as he calls her, in France, very much influenced by Thelonious Monk and also by Cubo African rhythms. He did actually turn his attention to some Steely Dan tracks with an album called Young Bloods, Green Beans, and Spring Chickens. So, in honor of the Dominican wedding that my son and his wife had back in November, I'm going to play something that is the exact opposite of a Dominican wedding, and that is a Haitian divorce, but not in the Steely Dan version, but rather that of David Garlitz. And here it is.
So, like, one, two, three, four.
Babs and Clean Willie were in love, they said. So in love, the preacher's face turned red. Soon everybody knew the thing was dead. He shouts, she bites, they wrangle through the night. She go crazy, got to make a getaway. Papa go, oh, 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 no hesitation, no tears and no hearts breaking, no remorse. Congratulations, this is your Haitian divorce. She take the taxi to the good shape, as far as she could tell. She'd drink the zombie from the cocoa shell. She feels alright, they get it on tonight. Mr. Driver, take me where the music plays. Papa say, oh, no hesitation, no tears, no hearts breaking, no remorse. Oh, congratulations, this is your Haitian divorce. At the grotto, in the greasy chair, sits a Johnny with the lotion and the kinky hair. When she smiles, she said it all. The band was Hobson, we danced the famous merengue. Now we dolly back, now we fade to black.
That was David Garlitz with his cover of the Steely Dan song Haitian Divorce, that song originally from Steely Dan's fifth album, which was entitled The Royal Scam, came out in 1976. Well, here another track from The Royal Scam, originally from The Royal Scam. This from the tenor saxophonist Don Braden. Don Braden's been active since the early 90s as both a leader and a sideman. I think his first album came out in 1991. He has a group that is sometimes called the Contemporary Standards Ensemble, and they put out an album in 2000, and that featured his cover of one of the best-known Steely Dan tracks from The Royal Scam, and that is Kid Charlemagne. Here's Don Braden.
Thank you.
from 2000. That is Don Braden and his cover of Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne. From the same year, 2000, the great American bassist Christian McBride put out an album that I've played cuts from on the show several times. It's a really good album. It's entitled Sci-Fi, and it too features a Steely Dan track. This, the title track from Steely Dan's widely regarded masterpiece from 1977, the album Asia. So here's Christian McBride doing Steely Dan's Asia.
Thank you.
That was Christian McBride's cover of Steely Dan's Asia from their album of the same name, and it's from Christian McBride's album entitled Sci-Fi. We have time for one more track before we take our halftime break, so let's go to an artist who I think doesn't get as much respect as he deserves, and that's Grover Washington Jr. Grover Washington Jr. was a multi-sax playing musician. He played pretty much every variety of sax, from baritone up to soprano, but is best known as an altoist. And he died very suddenly of a heart attack, only in his mid-50s in 1999, and became known for two things, really. First of all, very melodious kind of soul funk jazz that characterized his earliest albums. But latterly, and this is where I think the respect bit comes in, his involvement in being one of the people that pioneered smooth jazz. Now, I don't have a huge amount of time for smooth jazz. It's okay if you like it. It's just not my taste. But I think Grover is sometimes a little unfairly lumped in with the likes of Kenny G, who, of course, he actually helped bring to fame, but we'll forgive him that. So let's give a listen to Grover Washington Jr. and the title track from his album, Time Out of Mind, which is, of course, another Steely Dan song. And it's a track that came from Steely Dan's final album before they took their long hiatus, Gaucho. So here's Grover Washington and Time Out of Mind, and we'll be back with more Dark Glasses following the song and a break for some PSAs.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbor Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. It's our last show for the month of a very chilly January, but buckle up because we've still got a fair bit of winter to go, and February is often as bad as January. But hey, February has fewer days, and then we're in March, and then it's the home stretch. Anyway, today's program is devoted to principally jazz covers of songs by one of my favorite pop bands, a very jazz-oriented pop bands, and that is Steely Dan. Steely Dan, in some ways, is kind of a gateway drug, if you like, leading to enthusiasm for jazz. It was certainly my route into jazz in the 80s and early 90s. So we're going to hear now from one of Canada's leading interpreters of Steely Dan's music, and that is the Toronto-based guitarist Bob McAlpine. Bob McAlpine's album Only a Fool Would Play That, which is a pun on the Steely Dan track Only a Fool Would Say That from their debut album Cat by a Thrill in 1972. Well, Bob released his album Only a Fool Would Play That in 2009. I think I've played just about every cut on it on this program at some point. Let's give a listen to his version of the last really mainstream hit that Steely Dan ever had before its hiatus in 1981, and that is, again, from the Gaucho album, Hey 19. Bob McAlpine. Thank you. Toronto guitarist Bob McAlpine and Hey 19, the Steely Dan track. Let's go to a musician who broke out in the late 70s with a crossover hit called Chuck E's and Love, and that is Ricky Lee Jones. And Ricky Lee, of course, has done a lot else since that debut. And she's principally known for jazz, blues, and crossover music that gets into pop and actually does the occasional pop cover. And one of the things that she's done is a cover of Showbiz Kids, which is one of my favorite Steely Dan songs. It's from their second album, Countdown to Ecstasy, that came out in 1973. So from the year 2000, here is Ricky Lee Jones and Showbiz Kids from her album, It's Like This. One word of warning, there are a number of expletives in the song. There were in the original Steely Dan version, but it's repeated a little more by Ricky Lee. So you've been warned. Ricky Lee Jones and Showbiz Kids.
Time at the country fair, I detect the El Supremo in the room at the top of the stairs. Well, I've been around the world and I've been in Washington too, and in all my travels the facts unravel. I found this to be true. Sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. Poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. Corner with the rolls inside. They've got the booze they need, all that money can buy. They've got shapely bodies, they've got Steely Dan t-shirts, and for the coupe in the crowd, the stars come out at night. Why are poor people sleeping with the shade on the light?
Ricky Lee Jones and her cover of Steely Dan's Showbiz Kids from their second album, Countdown to Ecstasy, and she released that in 2000. Now, one of my very favorite Steely Dan tracks is one from The Royal Scam, and it's called Don't Take Me Alive, and it's notable for a absolutely stunning guitar solo by the great American jazz guitarist Larry Carlton, who was a frequent sideman for Steely Dan and for Joni Mitchell and others, apart from a pretty respectable jazz output of his own. I'm not going to play again the Steely Dan version of Don't Take Me Alive, but a very different one that I hadn't run across by the veteran Broadway and television actress Betty Buckley. If you remember a show from the 70s called Eight Is Enough, she appeared in that. She was also in a number of movies, but she is also a singer, and here she does her version live of Steely Dan's Don't Take Me Alive. Betty Buckley. Broadway and television veteran Betty Buckley with her cover of Steely Dan's Don't Take Me Alive. Now we'll move on to an artist whom I had not actually run into prior to recording this show, and frankly can't find out very much about her. There's no Wikipedia site or even a homepage. Her name is Joy Wright, and she released an album called Just You, Just Me back in 2003, and that features kind of a neat cover of one of Steely Dan's most famous tracks, this from their third album entitled Pretzel Logic. It's the title track of that album. So I'm going to play that, and I'm going to follow it up directly with another version of Pretzel Logic, and that will be by Hiram Bullock, and I'll say a little bit more about Hiram after I play the track, but I'm going to play these two back-to-back. So first Joy Wright, then Hiram Bullock, and two versions of Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic.
I would love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'd love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'm dying to be a star, make them laugh, sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Yeah. Well, I seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone. Thank you.
We just heard two versions of Steely Dan's track Pretzel Logic. The first was by a musician whom I have not featured on the show before, and again, unfortunately, really couldn't find anything about. She seems to have released only one album, that's Joy Wright. The second was from the much better known Hiram Bullock. Hiram Bullock was an African-American musician who was actually born in Japan, and he unfortunately died at the age of 52 in 2006. And he was known, again, as many of the artists I played today, for more of a soul and funk style music. Hiram did actually release his third album on the Atlantic label in 1987. It was called Give It What You Got, and the version of Pretzel Logic that we just heard came from that album. I'm afraid that's going to do it for today's show, and there's a lot more Jazz Steely Dan left, so I'm going to have to do a part two, maybe next week, maybe something else next week, and I'll do it in a little while. But I hope you've enjoyed it. I've again noted earlier in the show that there's an enormous number of covers of Steely Dan, partly because they just have so much of a jazz influence on themselves that it just naturally translates into jazz of various forms. And we've heard very funky jazz, soul jazz, and even some smooth-ish jazz today. I'll be back next week with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and it is terrifically cold this winter, so whatever you do, bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
Now wear my sunglasses tonight, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't just blame on the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
Cause you've got it made with the guy in shades, oh no. I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can forget my name while you...
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.